home. That's where Layla, takeaway listener, is this morning. Layla, you're at home, right?
Yes, hi.
We're going to get an update from you on a story we've been talking about really since last week, and that is the imposition of those new pat-down procedures and security procedures at airports. You're home now, but you were traveling over the weekend and wanted to give us a bit of a report on your impressions of the media's reaction to all of this. Let us know what you experienced.
Well, when I arrived at the airport in Detroit, I noticed that the X-ray machine was there, and I had seen the sign that you could opt out if you wished and so on. So I opted out, and at first they seemed kind of, you know, put out by it. But once, you know, they got underway, the procedure itself was, I mean, it was invasive, but it was standard and transparent. And, you know, I think that as travelers, we all sort of have to take responsibility for the global environment that we're living in. So,
well, Layla, let me ask you a couple of details. You looked at the X-ray machine, and based on the information that was there at the security position there at the Detroit airport, you decided to do an opt-out from the new scanner. Explain why and what it is about you that caused that to be something you wanted to opt out of.
I'd seen in an article, I can't remember whether it was in Time or somewhere, that through that X-ray machine, you could even see if a woman was wearing a tampon. And that wasn't exactly something that I was comfortable with.
So you'd be certain to be able to see, you know, inside your headscarf, right?
Well, yes. And so, I mean, there was that. But, I mean, it's an X-ray, so it wasn't so much that as it was more personal discomfort. So the religious aspect was important, but, I mean, the jury's out on that, you know, whether it's religiously allowable or not and that sort of thing. But mostly it was just the personal invasiveness of, you know, going through that and being able to see everything.
Right.
So everything that's inside you.
So as a professor of Islamic studies at Wayne State University and a practicing Muslim, would you say the pat-down procedure was, you know, degrading in any way? Was something that Americans should worry about generally?
No, not at all. The woman was so, you know, respectful and was telling me at every turn, you know, what she was going to be doing, even what part of her hand she would be using. That, no, not, I mean, I felt sorry for her that she had to go through it.
Well, Layla, thanks for that story. Thanks for calling us. Takeaway listener just flew from Detroit to San Diego and back, giving us a report on what the pat-down and the opt-out was like. Thanks, Layla.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.